Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined on the Stoney and Jansen program with the one, the only, I don't want to put words in people's mouths. I don't want to build them up too much. Some people are calling him the savior of the team. Quarterback Cade McNamara, who joins us now after that incredible performance Saturday in Piscataway against Rutgers. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. So I assume your text was blowing up Saturday on the way home on the plane ride. Parents, friends, everybody saying, man, Cade, you played great.
Yes, for sure. Just overload of notifications. And cool that a lot of them was from my hometown, that a lot of people from my hometown were cheering me on. And, you know, it was just good to make my name, my family, and my hometown proud.
Cade, when you come into the game, you start off with seven straight completions, and none was bigger than the second one, obviously a 46-yard strike to Cornelius Johnson. What was the feeling like when you were on the field and to throw that touchdown, the first touchdown pass of the game for Michigan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coach Gadd called some good plays, some plays I was really comfortable with as far as my ranking of them, like on the call sheet. You know, I think that first completion was big for me, just to that I needed a little touch on that throw. So instead of just ripping the first ball, I think that one sort of got my kind of got my accuracy into place. And then the shot to CJ, that was all on Zach Charbonnet in the O-line. Zach picked up a huge corner blitz. I know I felt that guy coming, and then I felt Zach pick him up. And that gave me time to wait for CJ to get onto his double move and just for me to put a ball on him.
What do you do to prepare? Because I wanted to ask you about that next. Zach Charbonnet comes over and picks up the corner. But it seemed like throughout the course of the game, you were very aware of the blitzes that were coming. You showed good pocket presence to either get rid of the ball or escape the pocket. What do you do to prepare to make yourself aware of what's happening coming from the other side of the ball?
Really, I have like a checklist and a schedule for every day of the week, starting Sunday, as far as what I have to do in terms of pressures or first and second down coverages to third down coverages to situational really scenarios as far as what the defense can give me. And, you know, it's a week-long process, and I consolidate all that on Friday morning, and then just really, really get all that together. That way I'm ready by the time Saturday comes and allows me to play relaxed and confidently with my eyes.
And you also scored a touchdown with your legs. Talk about that play, getting in the end zone. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it was after a timeout, and you know, Coach Gaddis wanted that play to be run, and I just executed the play he called. That's it.
When you look at going into overtime, right, everybody wants to win in regulation, but what is different from a quarterback's perspective especially when you have the ball first? Like, you don't necessarily know what you need to get. You want to get a touchdown, but what's it from your perspective, from a quarterback perspective, how does it change going into overtime?
Well, I think it changes significantly on who gets the ball first. So for us getting the ball first, I have to be a term that we use is smartly aggressive, that I have to be able to control the ball, not put the ball at risk. Yet at the same time, if we can score, we need to score. And Yeah, that was really my mindset going into it.
What was last week like for you? A lot of the fans and maybe even some of your players, whatever, thought that you should have been the starter. Coach opened up the competition, and Joe Milton got the word on Thursday that he was going to start. Were you bummed? Was there something in practice that said, yeah, well, he's playing better than me this week?
No, I didn't think so. You know, me and Joe would go at each other in practice. Really for the last however many months. And, you know, I felt like I had a good week of practice. I felt like it was another great week of practice that I put together. And, you know, I talked to Coach Harbaugh and them, and they made the decision really Thursday after practice. And as a competitor, to be not named the starter after – you know, like in your personal belief, like you believe that you can help the team out in that way. But it was Coach Harbaugh's decision. And the rest of the staff really emphasized to just make sure that I was still prepared, you know, that I wouldn't let my emotions of not starting get the best of me. And I'm still a team member. And, you know, whether I'm starting or not, when my number's called, my team's going to need me at some point, whether that's, you know, in the second quarter how it was, or whether we went up big and I came in late in the fourth quarter. It didn't really matter as far as that standpoint. So, you know what? That was just kind of like my mindset going into that game.
You mentioned competing against Joe for the last few months. This is obviously, it was obviously an strange off season due to COVID and other things. Did you think that during camp leading up to the decision that Joe was going to be the starter, that you had done enough where you should have been the starter?
I mean, personally, I think I did all I could. Whether that was enough at the time is out of my control. But, you know, the coaches made their decision. Joe still played really well against Minnesota, you know. Mm-hmm. And he would practice really well as well. It's not like it was like some huge gap that or anything, but like I really feel like he had a really good camp. He practiced well, and he showed some good leadership traits at the beginning of the year for us that, you know, and that again, it's coach's decision. It's my job as a team member to be as prepared as I possibly can.
All right, Cade, let's do a little self-scout. When you're preparing for the Rutgers game, right? Rutgers and Greg Schiano and that staff only had a small sample size to look at of film for Cade McNamara. Now, when you prepare for Penn State, they're going to have a much better sample to prepare from. If you're their coach, how do you defend Cade McNamara?
He ain't going to give James Franklin the hints.
No, I want to know. I mean, like, okay, so what could you improve on from this week to next week?
I think being more more clean with my RPO reads, maybe. Just being more clean with that, I could always get better at that. I can always increase my accuracy a little bit. You know, especially to the tight ends, I think. Even that touchdown to Nick, I felt like I left it a little low. Should have put that ball up higher to make that catch a little easier on him. So I think my ball location specifically to the tight ends is something I can work on this week, and I can use as a – you know, like an emphasis going into next game.
Cade, for those fans who don't follow recruiting crazily like a lot of other people do, it was always the quarterbacks in Michigan in this era, basically, oh, it's going to be, you know, McCaffrey, Milton, you got McCarthy coming next year. Oh, yeah, there's this other guy named McNamara. But, you know, you were a four-star. You turned down, what, Notre Dame, Alabama, Georgia to go to Michigan. This isn't some guy that, you know, Jim Harbaugh just picked off the street. I mean, you had credentials coming here, so you have to feel good about that. And also, why did you pick Michigan ahead of those other schools that I mentioned?
Really, I felt like my first day here, you know, Coach Harbaugh was the very first person I got to see. He was standing at the end of the hallway, and he just yelled, "Cade!" from the end of the hallway. And that was the first time, like, I didn't have to schedule a meeting with the head coach on my visit. And, we went right into his office. And then like 10 minutes later, we were already watching my highlight reel in front of the entire staff. And even brought in Shay to come watch the highlight reel with me. And I really feel like Michigan is the greatest combination of academics and athletics. And I think this class in particular, the 2019 class, you know, we're hungry, you know, we want, now that I've become a part of this team, you know, this team has big goals. I mean, we want to be different, you know, and those were some of the traits that really like intrigued me.
When you talk to your teammates, obviously you don't want to have three losses on your record, but you guys do. What are the goals that you guys have for the rest of the season?
I sort of mentioned this after the game, but you know, Coach Harbaugh made an emphasis that we're onto the second half of the season. You know, we're going to put the first half of the season behind us, and our goal is to go 1-0. And last week we achieved that goal. And I don't see anything changing as far as our mindset goes from here on out. This week is Penn State, and this week we're looking to go 1-0.
Now, somebody said I have to ask you about the highlights in your hair. How long have you had them? And did your teammates give you crap about it, or how'd that work out?
They did, actually. So over quarantine, you know, we were a little bored. Me and my brothers decided to dye our hair, and so it kind of came out, but then we found out the season wasn't happening. So I was like, you know what? I kind of liked it during the summer. You know, the weather's still kind of nice right now. So, you know, I'll go get it dyed again. And, turned out we ended up rescheduling the season. And, I remember Coach Harbaugh wasn't the biggest fan of it, but, you know, some people are saying that, you know, I can't cut it now. So,
yeah, it's now it's a trademark. What'd Jim say to you?
He just looked at me, kind of smiled and shook his head and laughed a little bit. And he's like, you know what, your hair's good the way God gave it to you.
tell him he's just jealous because his hair isn't as good as yours. Yeah. Final thing I wanted to ask you, how's this been like as a college student dealing with the quarantine, COVID? I don't know if you're living in the dorms, living off campus. How have you been able to deal with all this?
Well, really at the very beginning, it was difficult. Cause I was still in the dorms, me and Zach Charbonnet were still in the East Quad, you know, and we were just about to start spring ball, and then everything just started spinning 100 miles an hour. And then like within a week we were sent home. And, I really feel like that period of time where I was home was, a great period of time for me to develop my body, my arm and, my mind. And, when we came back, you know, this team, it's just been adjusting the entire time. We haven't really had anything set in stone, like really for a long time, as far as, you know, what the future holds or what it looks like from a time standpoint. But, you know, us being able to adjust really well as a team has been very beneficial for us, whether that's limiting our training groups or limiting our time here at the facility. But really that's it, being able to adjust on the fly.
What have you missed about being a college student? Because you can't right now. You've had to make these sacrifices.
My daughter's a junior in Michigan, and she's, you know, basically in her apartment the whole time.
What is it that you've missed?
Kind of just seeing people, to be honest. Really, it's just back. It's either Shem or it's my apartment. And, you know, I kind of, like, for the first time in a long time, I actually kind of miss going to school a little bit, you know?
Yeah. It's not the same getting educated on via Zoom, is it?
No, it's not.
No, not at all.
Well, thank you very much. Continued success. I know the fan base is pretty happy about it. Some people obviously go overboard when you have a quarterback who he's had at least one great game. But hopefully you beat Penn State and keep going on. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Cade McNamara, quarterback of the University of Michigan, here with Stoney and Jansen, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.